USA Radio News.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is facing his second day of questioning today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Things did get a bit heated early as Senator Cory Booker discussed releasing classified information and mentioned Senator John Cornyn by name. Senator Cornyn then responded to Booker.
Running for president is no excuse for violating the rules of the Senate or of the confidentiality of the documents that we are privy to. This is no different from the senator deciding to release classified information that is deemed classified by the executive branch because you happen to disagree with the classification decision.
The illegal immigrant charged with abducting and killing Molly Tibbetts worked on that dairy farm under a different name, John Budd. A source from the family farm said Christian Rivera worked under the name Budd for at least 4 years and the managers were not aware of his illegal status. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids' tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Toyota has issued a recall for 2016 to 2018 Prius hybrid vehicles amid concerns that the wiring harness could spark a fire. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more details.
The recall involves the Prius plug-in model and could affect nearly 200,000 vehicles in the United States. Worldwide, the recall could affect more than 1 million vehicles, including the CHR SUV models. Toyota will be notifying affected Prius owners this month. There are concerns that the wire could wear out over time and generate a short circuit, and in rare cases cause a fire. Toyota hasn't said whether any injuries or deaths have resulted from the defect. If sufficient heat is generated, there's an increased risk of vehicle fire, according to a company representative. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Tonight, President Trump will be in Montana for another one of his Make America Great Again rallies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The internet and social media connects us to millions of people, yet we feel more isolated than ever. A new study came out that said 1 in 4 Americans say they have zero friends to confide in. Rita Argwal is the CEO and co-founder of Daybreaker. She's also author of a new book titled Belong, Find Your People, Create Community, and Live a More Connected Life. She joined me earlier today, and I had a chance to ask her what we can do to connect on a more personal level with people.
So step one is actually step one, first of all, is to sit down and assess who are you surrounding yourself with. So write down the 5 people that you're spending your time with today. Like, who do you consider your friend today? And write that down on a piece of paper, put your name in the middle, and put the people around yourself who you're spending your time with, and ask yourself, are they giving me energy? Are they making me feel good? Are they taking away from my energy? Are they negative? Then step two would be to write down, what are the qualities that you're looking for in a friend? I mean, think about it. We do that for our careers. We do that for our romantic relationships. But when have you ever written down, I'm looking for these types of friends? And then column 3, which is probably the most important, are all the qualities that I need to embody in order to attract the friends that I want. So for me, it was, I need to be less of a workaholic. I need to be a better listener. I need to be more patient. And recognizing how I was showing up in my relationships.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.